This is Justin McPatches at PodunkRadio.com here at D.R. Bradley's. We had Kegasaurus Rex on earlier. It's a Stoke Show event, Florida, Stoke Show Florida. Check them out, StokeShowFlorida.com on Facebook. Just a great benefit for autism. You know, me and Charboiler here from El Benino Power Hour of Love. Say hi real quick.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
There you go. And it's just great. And I'm with a lovely, 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 lovely person in McVictoria here that's from New York, that sings, has talked about old school punk rock stuff. So we're going to talk to her. She's awesome. And so how's it going?
How are you? Good to be here tonight.
Thank you. It is nice out. It's muggy. It's Florida. It's August. No, it's September. I don't even know what month it is. Oh, well. Right? It's all that Bloody Marys we were doing earlier.
See how good the drinks are here.
Yeah, right. It's a good place. But, I mean, you're from New York. We were talking about the punk scene, and you're a musician, and you've been doing it for a little bit, and now you're recording an album?
I am. I'm recording a brand new album, and part of it's being recorded in New York City with multiple Grammy Award-winning producer Kirk Yano. And I'm also doing some recording with my friend Justin, who's a DJ upstate. So I'm doing kind of... Some of the songs are the same song, but different versions of them. It'll be a mixture of dance. There'll be full bands. It's going to be kind of a hodgepodge of different things.
And you're excited about that. It seems like you're like, yes, I want all this stuff going on.
I'm so psyched. There's nothing better than taking all the work that you've done and putting it into a recording and making it happen. I love it.
I think that's amazing. I mean, it's fun, and someone that's been in the music scene for a while, you were telling me that you know, you're from New York, now you're here in Florida, and you think the music scenes down here are nice.
It's fantastic. You know what's so cool is just exploring it and just being pleasantly surprised by all of the talent that's here. And, I mean, I walk into places and I just sometimes can't believe what I'm hearing. There is a really good scene here.
And you like a lot of different types of music, obviously.
Do.
You do. What are some of the... I mean, you said you live here in West Palm.
I do.
Have you been over to Respectables on the 500 block of Clematis yet? That's the one with all the mural on the side. They play a lot of... like goth stuff from back in the day, and they had the Misfits play there, and a lot of other bands, and they have different music, different types of nights. So any given night you go on there, you might sign something new you might like.
Fantastic. I've never been there before.
You should check it out.
I'm new to town. Thank you for letting me know.
No, there's a lot of great stuff in Florida music wise all over. And so going back to New York, which is a great place, New York pumps out tons and tons of great music. Back in the day with the punk scene, when it was this brand new, like, what is this music? It's rebelling.
Was a part of RE Up and the Slits. The Slits were the first all-girl punk rock band, and her father was in the Sex Pistols, and so she grew up around that, and unfortunately she passed away some years ago. But I was in a later incarnation of that band, and we got to play CBGBs, and we got to kind of experience a lot of the punk rock. And really, just by being around her, I did get to learn and hear the stories about, you know, what happened. And it was pretty incredible. And I'm most proud of being in that project than anything I've ever been in.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, I mean, like, we all love punk rock, especially here at Podunk. So growing up, too, did you listen to a lot of vinyl?
Oh, of course I did. Yeah, I'm originally from Woodstock, New York, so I kind of grew up in a real musical town, the Hudson Valley. There's towns like Kingston and Saugerties, and there's still really, these towns have a lot of vinyl, a lot of record shops. You know, I grew up around all that.
You got a record player now?
Of course I do.
Good. Oh, no, me too, because vinyl has kind of resurfaced, like, the last couple of years. Now, I'm waiting for tape to come back, just because tape is still cool to me. But I think it's awesome having re-releases and stuff of vinyl. It sounds really good.
You know, when you have these MP3s and all this compression, you lose a lot of the highs and the lows. And I feel like, in some way, like kids that never heard what the other could possibly sound like, they don't know the difference.
Yeah.
And it's huge. It's huge when you lose all that stuff.
Oh, definitely. And are you going to put your music on vinyl, maybe?
You know, I would love to. Unfortunately, it costs a ton of money.
That's what a lot of people end up saying. They're like, maybe we'll do like a 7-inch. You know what I mean? Like a little 45 and that's it. But yeah, vinyl is expensive. And the thing about, like we're saying about compression and stuff, because all the stuff we do is digital too, it is easier to knock out a session without having reel to reel. And it's easier just to hit a button and go, okay, now sing.
you know, it does make it easier, and it does the new recording equipment and things that are out there does make it more accessible for the average person to be able to do that. I mean, back in the day, if you wanted to record, you had to have a record deal and you had to have big money behind you. There really wasn't a chance of doing that otherwise. So, I mean, there is some advantage to new technology.
And where are some places that people maybe can get a hold of your music so they can listen to it and be like, wow?
Sure. My website is victoriarocks.com. If you remember my name is Victoria and you think I rock, then you know where to find me.
That's pretty easy. It's really good now because, like you said, you had to be in a record deal back in the day in order to even get recording. People can do it in a garage now if they want, like old school tape, and put it on like Bandcamp. You ever heard of Bandcamp? Bandcamp's awesome.
Bandcamp's amazing.
It's
fantastic.
Easy. So it's definitely awesome. Well, thank you. And what are some of your favorite bands?
Oh, man, that's a toughie. Well, it isn't, actually. I like a real variety of bands, bands that don't even, like, kind of go together. I love oldies. I love stuff that's kind of vintage, stuff from, like, I love the era of, like, the 60s and the 70s. It's definitely my favorite time. I love The Clash. I love the Sex Pistols. I love the Zombies. I love the Doors. I feel like I'm leaving something out. There's a band called Cracker. I absolutely think they're amazing.
Yeah. They did a song called Low. Yeah.
They did. They got more songs than that. I really think they're just such a great band. Who else? The Slits, of course. I mean, I was a part of that.
Have you ever seen the Misfits play?
I haven't seen the Misfits play. I've met members of Misfits in New York City at different points, but I've never actually seen them play. That would be pretty goddamn amazing.
Yeah, well, now that the original lineup is coming back together for like Riot Fest and Danzig, I'm like, God damn it. But Chicago's very far.
You know what? Road trip, man. It's an excuse.
It is. We're going to Chicago or Denver. What would you rather go, Chicago or Denver, Colorado?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, Denver's a beautiful place. I like Colorado, but probably Chicago. I actually played in Chicago, and I like Colorado too. Hell, I'm not going to pick it. I want to go to both.
There you go. Well, there you go. You might see Victoria there. So definitely that would be awesome. There you go. So, hey, everybody, thank you for listening to Podunk Radio here at Stoke Show, Florida. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
Remember, it's victoriarocks.com, and are you on Facebook?
I am. You just go on Facebook, Victoria Levy, L-E-V-Y, Rocks.
There it is, everybody. Check out her music. I'm sure she's got clips there. Go to the website. Are you going to be playing anywhere else anytime soon?
Sure. I've got some dates booked in the Florida area and the New York area. I'm playing in Boynton Beach at the Living Room on September 24th. If you're listening in Florida, come out to that. And in New York, I'm scheduled to play a couple dates. One is at Station Bar and Curio in Woodstock, New York. Harmony in Woodstock, New York. This is at the end of October. And then the last week of October, I'm playing Chiller Fest, which is in Parsippany, New Jersey. And a lot of the guests are getting announced. One of them happens to be Meatloaf.
Chiller Fest, is that like a horror con? Or?
It is. It's fantastic. And they have, everything there. And they have great music. Last year, you should have seen some of the bands that came out. They had almost the entire Runaways were there. It was pretty goddamn incredible. They have amazing people. Alice Cooper was there doing signings.
Sweet.
It was really, it's definitely worth coming out.
And that's in October?
That's in October, last week of October in Parsippany, New Jersey.
There it is, so definitely check that out. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. PodunkRadio.com.